Blog Talk Radio.
Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. The Dolly McCarthy Show. Good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh. The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Yeah, it's a good show.
The Dolly McCarthy Show.
The Dolly McCarthy Show is proudly sponsored by Midwest Coach Limousine. Midwest Coach Limousine, a family-run company led by an experienced and knowledgeable staff. They take great pride in providing you and your guests safe, fun, and affordable transportation. Visit them online at nwc.limo or give them a call at 331-903-0088 to book a vehicle from their luxury fleet of sedans, SUVs, limousines, party, and coach buses. Their staff is ready to make your special event that much more memorable. Check out Midwest Coach Limousine. Hey, do you want to keep your home or business safe? Go to NapervilleAlarm.com. They have everything from 24/7 alarm monitoring to home automation through your smartphone. Monitoring starts at a low price of $19 a month with no contracts. NapervilleAlarm.com, keeping Chicagoland safe since 2000. Napier Settlement, where history comes to play. Check out NaperSettlement.org or give them a call at 630-305-5257. The Naperville Trolley and Tours has beautiful trolleys for weddings, bar hops, birthday parties, light tours, bat and bar mitzvahs, and more. It's always more fun on the Naperville Trolley. Ding, ding. Illusion Photography, another proud sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show, serving Chicagoland area for more than 13 years. Check out illusionphotography.com or give them a call at 630-560-5684. Sullivan Steakhouse, offering guests a unique steakhouse experience with delectable food, fun, cocktails, and swinging live music, enticing their guests to untie, unwind, and uncork. Check out sullivansteak.com. Clark's Car Care in Naperville, themed after the infamous Clark Griswold vacation movie. Enjoy fresh popcorn in their kid-friendly waiting room while taking a load off in one of their massage chairs. Clark's Car Care, happy cars, happy owners. Go over there and say hello to my friend Matt Weber at Clark's Car Care and let him know that you heard his commercial on the Dolly McCarthy Show, and you will get a one-time special of $17.95 for an oil change. You heard that right, $17.95, $27.95. for synthetic. The Dolly McCarthy Show is also sponsored by Arthur Murray Dance in Naperville and in Oak Brook. They didn't invent dancing, just the best way to teach it. Check out arthurmurraynaperville.com. And Bricconi's, it's the kind of food your mama wanted you to eat. Check them out. They're a small business that's family-owned and operated. Doesn't get any better than that when it comes to Italian. Check out Bricconi's.com. Thanks, guys, for supporting the show. And our newest sponsor, North Fork Farm, located in rural Oswego, Illinois. North Fork Farm is family-owned and operated since 1961. You know, it was originally owned by former U.S. President Polk. North Fork Farm offers services for weddings, parties, corporate events. You can contact them for a free tour. Tours are available by appointment. You need to just give them a call at 815-768-5400. Check them out on the web at www.nforkfarm.com.
Good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh. The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Yeah, it's a good show.
The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Hey, everybody, you got the right channel, Dolly McCarthy Show. Dolly here. I want to say hello to everybody at WCKG 1530 AM. What's the good word, everybody over there? Happy five-year anniversary to me. We were supposed to celebrate our five-year anniversary last week. We had some technical difficulties, so we've lost our special guest. But that surprise guest will be with us in the near future. I'm still keeping it a surprise, so I want to keep you all on your toes. You know I like to do that to you. For 5 years, I torture you with that kind of stuff. Hello to everybody at Toueyville Internet Radio, Blog Talk Radio, where this show began 5 years ago, just almost to the day. to Rivet Radio Network in Chicago and to my listeners in the morning on 1010 News Talk. Please follow along with the show if you don't already on Twitter and on Facebook. We're also on Instagram. I cannot believe it's been 5 years. I haven't done the numbers. Maybe I'll do them later this weekend, and I'll get back to you on the number of shows we've done, the hours, the minutes, the number of non-for-profits and good guests that have been on this show. I'm so very proud and very happy that I'm able to continue this show, and I can't believe it's been 5 years. I've been talking to you every week. We always bring you, like those boys just saying, good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh, always at my expense, right? I don't know why I torture myself for 5 years on that. But we bring you those things because we want to highlight the best in Chicago, the generosity and spirit of the people in Chicagoland, around Chicagoland, giving back, and all the non-for-profits that need a voice. This is the primary show that does it in Chicagoland. You know, for 5 years, I have welcomed a lot of people on this show, and I was thinking last week, who has it been? I've got thousands and pages of transcripts of past guests, and the one that really comes to mind is former mayor of Naperville, Mayor George Pradel, who inspired me to do this show because I met him, and he's always encouraged me to participate and be a civic leader in the community, which I know I don't live there anymore in Naperville, but it's an amazing community that loves to give back. Now I'm in Park Ridge, and I see the same spirit here, and it just warms my heart to know that Naperville is unique, but it's not that unique. It is the spirit of the Chicagoland area. Wherever I go, I see it, I feel it, and I'm blessed to be a part of it. To Tri-City Family Services, do a shout-out to all of them. Ms. Recordia has been on the Dolly McCarthy Show. I assume we'll be having Avenues to Independence. That is a smaller version, a Park Ridge version of Ms. Recordia. And I want to say thank you to everybody. I put that out there on my Facebook page asking for donations for Avenues to Independence, and you all really shocked me and surprised me. In honor of my birthday, instead of gifts, people donated money to Avenues to Independence. So thank you, thank you, thank you for that. We've had so many inspiring people on the show. Deb Rickert, who founded Operation Support Our Troops. Jim Peterick, singer of Ides of March and, you know, our Eye of the Tiger singer. Jim, thanks for being on the show and surprising me a couple of times calling in. We've highlighted Toys for Tots, CASA King County, Naperville Cares, Quad County Urban League will be on shortly. Theodia Gillespie, the president of that Quad County Urban League. We love having them on the show and tooting their horn and all the good things that they're doing in the community. We are so appreciative of those folks that have stopped by, celebrities, not so big celebrities. we want to do a shout out to Love and Money, the band that always submits songs on the show that are really fun. You hear them every week on the show. Joe Diffie, country singer. John Party, another country singer, big-time country singer. Dustin Lynch, who had one of his first interviews on the show, and we released one of his songs on this show. You all know Dustin Lynch and Court Carpenter. It just goes on and on and on. And I just have had a great ride for 5 years, and I hope we continue on for many, many years to come. So thank you all so much. This weekend, Misericordia, by the way, quick announcement, is having their St. Paddy's Day party. Check out Misericordia on the web and try to get over there. We were just there a couple weekends ago. I brought my daughters there. Hey, it's a half-hour show. I got to talk quickly here. Brought my daughters there for brunch, and it is phenomenal. Phenomenal. So if you haven't been to a brunch in a while, if you've never checked out Misericordia in Chicago on the north side, go check them out and see the wonderful things that they're doing out there. We have a great show lined up for you. I'm so excited to have my first guest on the show, Theodia Gillespie, who is the president of the Quad County Urban League. She joins us now. Theodia, are you there?
I am here, Dolly, and happy anniversary.
Hey. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you guys have been on quite a few times, I'm proud to say. And you're back on because we've got some great news this weekend. The Women's Empowerment Summit brought out by the Quad County Urban League. This is a league that's empowering communities and changing lives. Tomorrow, actually, is the Women's Empowerment Summit. I've gone a couple of times, and I've been empowered myself, and it's tomorrow. I don't know.
Yes.
Theodia, is it sold out? Is it full to capacity, or is there still room for people to come in last minute?
There's still room for people to come. You know, we just want to make sure that women who want to hear other women's and get the support that they need and be encouraged and empowered, as you stated. We're so excited. I think we have a great lineup of women who will share and give some tools that they can take that those who are in attendance can take back and really utilize it to uplift themselves. And so anyone who still want to come, please come out and be a part of this movement of uplifting women.
Right, supporting women, inspiring other women. I've been to this summit for the last 2 years, and I will tell you, you walk out of there with something for sure. And if you haven't listened to anybody, at least being in the room full of women, that's inspiration enough. Women coming together and being there for each other. Why is it so important for women to attend this summit?
Because, you know, women, you know, not that we're taking anything away from men, but we try to balance so many things in our lives and trying to keep our families together, try to maintain our jobs, our career, and develop business, and then just, you know, raising a family is tough. And so we want to celebrate women, the Clark County Urban League and those who partner with us. We want to celebrate women within the western suburbs for doing good things in their jobs, in their careers, with their business, and then also those women who help to uplift other women, because sometimes we get turned down quite a bit, and trying to balance that sometimes can be overwhelming. But to share that they're not there by themselves, or there are other women who are doing those same things, and they may just need some additional tips to keep going. And so, you know, the reason for having this is just to kind of uplift women and really just provide the support and sometimes the guidance. Is that doesn't, you know, many times women are sharing some of their experience and, you know, how they were able to beat the odds and then excel in their careers or their business or their, you know, their social lives, and also try to make sure that they're able to balance that family responsibility as well. So
it's so important, isn't it, to share the ups and downs. Yes.
Absolutely.
We've got to celebrate each other, but it's also, sorry, Theodia. Let me just tell you the summit brought on by the Quad County Urban League, the Women's Summit, Empowerment Summit, is going to be held tomorrow, March 16th, from 7:15 to 5 in the evening. Sometimes the show airs later than you know, what we originally have, and so you might have missed it, and we apologize for that. Theodia was supposed to be on last week, but I told you all the technical difficulties. But you can always mark your calendar for next year. You can always make a note of the good things that the Quad County Urban League is doing, and maybe volunteer, maybe make a donation. This event, though, tomorrow, on Friday, March 16th, is held at the Chicago Marriott Southwest Hotel. I'm going to be popping over again. I'm so proud to be a part of it. And just, well, this time I'm going to be just observing and making some connections and looking for those women on the rise. You have a lot of women that are coming on. Do you want to tell us some of the highlights of the summit, Theodia?
Sure. And we always love having you with us, Dolly. You know, you talk about this is your fifth year anniversary, and we've been doing this for 4 years. And so I think we've been on your show for 3 of those times we've come in to speak, and then also we've been there just to talk about the programs. But tomorrow we have some great lineup. We're doing a Hash Me Too, just to kind of talk about sharing women issues and concerns and how to address them, and, you know, and providing that support. We have women on the rise, women who have done extremely well in their business, and mainly it has a very strong entrepreneurship focus this year, Dolly. And so those women who've done extraordinary things with their business, you know, just thinking out of the box and being very creative in how they got started. So I'm excited about these different workshops. And then we have a fireside chat, not just a speaker, where we have our my colleague, President and CEO of the Chicago Urban League, Sherry Rana, as well another colleague, Chanel Hardy, which is from Google. She is the Strategic Outreach and External Partnership Director for Google. But she's also an ex, she's a former National Urban League employee. And then we're going to honor some women who have really done extremely well in their careers and their lives and has made a huge impact in the community in which they serve. And that is Patty Green with Southwest Airlines, Nita Hunter, Nicor Gas, Thomasina Johnson, who's a retired educator at District 203, Keyshawn Lampley, who had started her business at Corkscrew, Michelle Meyer, who runs a batter shelter for women in Aurora, Mutual Ground, Nicole Johnson Scales, Fifth Third Bank, and Dr. Christine Sobeck, who is the president of Waubonsie Community College. So these are women who we want to acknowledge and say, you know, keep the good work going, and thank you for being there and being mentors for many women who are trying to pursue the same careers and opportunities that they have been able to pursue. And then we're going to have what we call perfecting your pitch. It's anyone who wants to pitch their brand, to share what they've been doing, whether it's a business or an organization. So we're excited. It's a very different from previous years, but it's still uplifting because it's focused on entrepreneurship, leadership, and spirituality. So I'm excited, you know, just to be in a room with a whole bunch of women that we can just, you know, share and just share each other as we move forward in our careers and our lives.
Absolutely. Well, I'm just getting goosebumps listening to you talk about all these amazing women, these powerful women, these good women, and all in the same room. Wow, what a tremendous impact. And, wow, thanks for bringing them all together for Women's Empowerment Summit brought on by the Cloud County Urban League. Theodia Gillespie, President and CEO of the Cloud County Urban League. Always good to have you on. 3 years now, huh?
Thank you.
All it's been.
Yes. Thank you so much. And I look forward to seeing you again.
Keep going.
Yes.
Likewise, my friend. Likewise. Keep up the good work.
Thank you. You too.
Keep up the good work.
Again, happy anniversary. Same here.
Thank you so much. If you want to get more information about the Quad County Urban League, you could check them out on the web. They're also, I know they're on Facebook. I'm not sure about Twitter. Theodia, are you still there? Are you guys on Twitter?
We do a little Twitter, yes. So tomorrow you'll hear a lot about it. And be there. We're going to do, we're going to be tweeting and we're going to be putting things on Facebook. So, yes, we're going to be very active tomorrow. So those who cannot be here, just look for us on our Facebook and Twitter and in our webpage.
Yes, be inspired. Go on the social media and check out www. QCUL.org.
Yes.
Fantastic. All right, Theodia, thank you again so much. Keep up the good work. I'm totally inspired.
Thank you, darling. Yes, I'll see
you're
you tomorrow.
Welcome. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh. The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Yes, good show.
The Dolly McCarthy Show.
All right, I have a quick announcement before we get on to, speaking of powerful women, we have a powerful woman coming on who's making a huge difference in the Chicagoland area. So don't miss my next interview with Sarah Lorenzi. She is the president now of the Chicago Area Alternative Education League. So just hold on one moment. We're going to get right to Sarah shortly here. But first, a quick announcement. The Brightside Theater, Naperville's only professional theater, continues their Cinema to Stage season with the two-time Tony and Drama Desk Award-winning play, The 39 Steps. And here in the Dolly McCarthy Show, we're giving away free tickets for this weekend's show. It is the 39 Steps playing through March 25th, Friday and Saturdays at 8 p.m., Sundays at 3, performing at the theater at Miley Swallow Hall in Naperville. For tickets, you can call 630-447-8497 or visit brightsidetheater.com. Also this weekend, bringing the Disney Channel smash hit movie musical comes to life on the stage in Disney's High School Musical Junior, a shortened version of that fantastic show. Don't miss it. Bring your kids out to see it. I know it's almost sold out. I got tickets for a Sunday night show myself. So I'm so excited about that. Disney's High School Musical Junior playing through March 18th. That's this Sunday Saturday, you can catch the show at 11 and 2 p.m. Sunday at 6. Once again, they're performing at Theater at Miley Swallow Hall in Naperville. And for tickets for that, you can call that same number, 630-447-8497, or visit thebrightsidetheater.com. That's 630-447-TIX. Okay, my friends, we are celebrating 5 years of the Dolly McCarthy Show this week. 5 years ago, almost to the day, we started the very first show, and we've had countless thousands of non-for-profits on the show. Maybe not thousands. I have to do the math, but over 1,000 at least, almost a couple of thousand there. So I guess I could say thousands. And we've highlighted them on our social media. That is the mission of this show, to bring you the best of the best in the Chicagoland area. And the best of the best are those people that are working tirelessly to help others in need. You know, it's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice. And what does that mean? Giving a hand to other people, reaching out and supporting them. I'm really excited to have as my guest. I have known her, quote unquote, on social media, and I've been watching this organization, the Chicago Area Alternative Education League. It's a 501c3 not-for-profit organization, has been successfully serving at-risk special education students for 42 years. Sarah Lorenzini is joining us now. Sarah, welcome to the show.
Hi, Dolly.
She's the president
Thank you.
You're so welcome. Now, so what is the nickname for the Chicago Area Alternative Education League? I see it spelled C-A-A-E-L. How do we pronounce that?
Correct. So we pronounce it kale, like the vegetable that
kale.
My kids will not eat. Kale, yes, kale.
Well, it's not too bad in smoothies, right?
Exactly. I try to hide it where I
yeah.
can.
Well, and Sarah, you know, I hate to bring this up, but, you know, someone very special to you, obviously your father, is very special, but he started Kale some 42 years ago, and unfortunately he just, your father passed away last May, so my yeah. sincere sympathies to you, and but how has leadership has taken this organization to the next level, and now you are the president, you've taken over for your dad. Tell us what has transpired and changed in the last year since your father has
sure.
passed?
Sure. So, and thank you. Yeah, it's been a tough few months, and just kind of bittersweet. We have, you know, coming up on a 40th annual tournament this weekend, first basketball state tournament he hasn't been at. So there's been a ton of growth just within the last few years. I actually left my teaching position a few years ago to help run Kale with my dad, and then, you know, in hopes that he would then be able to retire and enjoy retirement. And unfortunately, that's not what happened. So now I'm kind of in the lead, and I know he's watching over us. But we have, you know, I kind of was in prep to take this over. So it wasn't, you know, it was a pretty smooth transition. Despite the fact that we, you know, lost him. But, you know, we've grown a lot. We, you know, just this year we've added 7 schools. We hired a new program director. We have a development director. So Kale has, you know, been around for so long and really has been a proven way to work with these at-risk and special ed kids throughout. We serve 30 counties of Illinois. And so we just are – the growth has just kind of been organic. Like the schools that just add, they just kind of call and hear about Kale because, you know, schools go, teachers are at one school, they go to another and they're, oh, you don't have Kale. And then they join. So we're growing a lot organically, but my hope is that as we continue to add staff, that we are able to then actually go out and reach out to all these alternative schools and, you know, serve kids in these schools, plus kids in the regular high schools. We do have kids in the regular high schools that are part of Kale as well. And just be able to kind of more, you know, be more active in going out to reach these kids rather than just having, you know, so many schools right now with, you know, not many employees, but our hope is that we will be able to just kind of continue to grow and reach out to them. And because there's a lot that definitely need our programs and that don't have our programs. So that's kind of where I'm at right now with being able to hire somebody for programming to take over so that I can do more of the networking and marketing and kind of being out there and raising awareness of Kale so that we can develop, you know, more funding partners and things like that and doing radio shows like you having me on so that people can hear about us and kind of just see the great work that you know, all these amazing educators and students have been doing for so long.
Yeah, yeah, for 42 years. Let's talk a little, just a little bit more. We don't have too much time, but in honor of your dad, you know, you didn't tell me your dad's name, and I'm looking on the website trying to find his name.
Yep, he's listed under, like, he is on there. It's John Martin. John Martin, yes.
John Martin. Let's hear it for John Martin.
Yep.
My goodness. And
Thank you. The
volunteer, the time, the effort that he dedicated 42 years of his life. What an incredible man. So to him, we really, you know, we salute him. And I'm, again, really sorry for your tremendous loss and the tremendous loss to the Kale community. But it's so good to see his very own daughter take it over. And I know it's not an easy job for you. It's a lot of work, a tremendous amount of work,
yeah.
But it's just so incredibly important and worthwhile. And so, you know, on behalf of Chicagoland, we thank you for what you're doing, Sarah, and continue to do. Okay, so let's talk about, you have an event coming up this weekend, too. So how can people get involved with Kale?
Sure. So we have our 40th annual state basketball tournament and art fair this weekend in Arlington Heights on Saturday and Sunday. And, you know, we would love to have people come out. We have 100 plus volunteers that come out and are working score tables and concessions and security and things. And we're pretty good with volunteers right now, but we always invite people to come out just to see what we're all about. It is the only weekend event that we have. So all Kale activities we offer over 900 every year are all during the school day, during school hours. So kids are having to meet eligibility criteria every single week for academics and behavior and attendance to leave school. And that's going on during the school day. So a lot of people don't have the opportunity to come out and see Kale games in action, whatever, you know, season we're in.
Mm-hmm.
So this is really a great opportunity because
mm-hmm.
it's the only event that's on a weekend. And, you know, happens to be our 40th annual, and we'll be doing a bunch of things to honor, you know, my dad and honor all these kids who are, you know, spending their weekends with Kale. I mean, I think that says a lot that they're, you
mm-hmm.
know, meeting eligibility criteria to be playing basketball and submitting art, and, you know, kids stay in hotels, and it's a huge weekend for so many of these kids. We have 30 schools coming, and it's a great experience for a lot of people, and people have been volunteering for almost 40 years now and come back every single year, which it's a great just kind of a community feel. And that's the vibe of Kale. It's
mm-hmm.
all about, you know, sportsmanship, and it's not focused on winning. And, you know, these kids are just in these environments that are way more successful for them than when they were in their main schools. And, you know, some of the kids have said there's a lot more love in Kale than they had in the regular schools, because some of them were just kind of lost. And so, it's a really feel good weekend for so many people. So.
Yeah. So this tournament this weekend, how can people attend? Do they need to buy a ticket to get in?
Nope. So no admission or anything. I have all the information on our website on kale.org, on the blog section.
And it's Kale.
C-A-A-E-L,
folks.
.org. Correct. And it's at the Academy at Forest View Alternative School, which is also Robert Morris University in Arlington Heights. And we'll be there from 9 to 6 on Saturday and Sunday. And again, just would love to have people just stop by, kind of check us out. Again, we'd be happy to throw them in the concession stand or behind a score table if they wanted to volunteer. But we're pretty set with volunteers. So would really love to just meet people and have them just kind of see what we have going, so we can – you know, keep them in the loop then of,
Fantastic.
You know, events coming up, our fundraisers and things like that.
Sarah, for sure. Sarah Lorenzi, I'm so sorry. We're out of time, but Sarah is the Kale president. She follows her father's amazing legacy, continuing on the effort and the work for special education students and at-risk students for over 42 years. Check them out on the web. CAAEL.org. Sarah, thanks for everything you do. I'm out of time. I wish I had more time to talk more. You've got to come back on the show, and we'll get into it a little bit more. Thanks, everybody,
sure,
for all the well wishes for 5 years of the Dolly McCarthy Show, highlighting non-for-profits in the Chicagoland community and celebrities like Sarah Lorenzini, who has worked tirelessly along with her father to serve this community. Thank you so much for all you do,
Thanks,
Sarah.
Thanks, Dolly.
And
thank you so much for having
everybody
me.
Everybody always... You're so welcome. You're so welcome. Hey, on that note, we like to end the show. Be good, everybody. Be good to each other. Stay positive and be good. We'll talk to you soon. See you next week, everybody. So long.
Ooh, yeah.